NVIDIA has just launched its RTX 500 and 1000 Ada generation laptop graphics processing units, the GPUs. These are for essentially doing AI processing anywhere straight from your device. This is absolutely amazing. They did this at a big conference. I want to be breaking down everything that this can do, some of the implications here. But before we get into that, I wanted to say there are 24 hours left in the AI Box crowdfunding campaign. We've raised almost $400,000 during this crowdfunding campaign. And with outside investments, we've raised around $500,000. If you're interested in investing in AI Box, my very own no-code AI app builder and marketplace, I'll leave a link in the show notes to republic.com/AI-box. Again, there are 24 hours left in this campaign, and then it will be over. Chances are when you're listening to this, it may already be done, but just letting you know, it's been amazing, and I'm really appreciative and grateful to everyone that believes in this, in our mission, and has joined us for the journey on this project. So with that out of the way, let's get into the podcast. So NVIDIA, of course, has launched these new incredible GPUs. It's the RTX 500. And these are some high-end GPUs. They are using the Ada Lovelace architecture. And essentially, they're aimed at empowering content creators, researchers, engineers, and anyone really with AI acceleration and graphics processing. So you can do all of this from your portable devices. I think the big focus, of course, is going to be like laptops, computers. But I think that the trend here that we're seeing is really pushing AI towards mobile devices, which is going to be phones, in my opinion, in the very near future, especially with the announcements that Apple's been making and kind of what they're working on there. I think we can expect iOS 18 is going to have some impressive AI technology built right in, probably with Siri. All of this because I believe a lot of these big players, Intel, NVIDIA, and others, are really pushing for AI on device. So AI made this big announcement ahead of the Mobile World Congress event. This is in Barcelona. I think right now is generative AI and, you know, hybrid work setups are becoming a really big part of a lot of different industries. The demand for these kinds of solutions is skyrocketing, especially as we have companies like Mistral AI that are coming out with incredible new open source models. You're going to want to run that on device, or I think that's going to be a big trend in the future. So the RTX 500 and 1000 GPUs are specifically targeted at this demand that I think is going to arise. They're giving kind of a combo of generative AI and also graphics performance. There's a bunch of different like tasks that this applies to, but I think this is a really great trajectory. So the new GPUs are going to be featured in upcoming mobile workstations. This is expanding NVIDIA's Ada Lovelace architecture-based lineup. And all of these include the previously released, so they have the RTX 2000, 3000, 3500, 4000, and now, of course, the 5000, which is really, really exciting. So I think right now AI is like honestly increasingly being integrated into professional workflows, transforming design, content creation, and just everyday productivity. It's used in like so many things I do are using AI. A lot of that is ChatGPT, a lot of image generators, a lot of other tools. I love it when software is integrating AI into what they're doing. And I think a lot of people feel the same way, just boost productivity so much. So I think the next generation of mobile workstations are going to have these Ada generative GPUs incorporated into them. You're going to be able to do this, you'll have a neural processing unit, which is of course a component of the CPU, along with an NVIDIA RTX GPU. And all of this is going to be equipped with tensor cores for advanced AI processing. It's going to be super exciting. I will say even today, I absolutely love what NVIDIA is doing with some of their GPUs. I built a really robust computer recently that I use to record all of my podcasts. And it has a lot of impressive, with being able to put some, powerful NVIDIA GPUs in there, I'm able to run AI and do a lot of really exciting stuff that I do all the time. And for example, this podcast, I'm using NVIDIA Broadcast, which if you have a powerful enough NVIDIA chip, makes it so that if I'm reading a script or prompts or my notes or bullet points off of a screen, I don't need a teleprompter. It looks like I'm looking directly at the camera. So I'm doing that for this podcast. If you're listening on YouTube or Spotify, you'll be able to see that. But I think this is some, just one use case of thousands that will arise where it's really exciting to be able to run and manage the AI directly on device. I think this kind of dual creation right now is designed to handle both, really light AI tasks and also very demanding day-to-day AI workflows. it's going to be able to give users this, you know, this, the new one that NVIDIA has just come out with is going to be able to give users up to 682 TOPS tops of AI performance. And I think this enhanced AI acceleration is, of course, all facilitated by the GPU. It's really critical for a bunch of different tasks, like video conferencing with high quality AI effects, like I just mentioned. I'm doing streaming videos with AI upscaling, which I think, like, that is a really fascinating concept, right? I could be recording this in, like, 700 480 megapixels or whatever, and all of a sudden we could be upscaling this to 1080p. So I think there's some cool things that we'll be able to do in the future and that people are starting to do right now. In addition, it's going to accelerate generative AI in the content creation applications. You're going to be able to run open source models on your desktop, or just, you know, NVIDIA is even coming out with a model you can run right on your desktop where you don't need to have an account with ChatGPT or anything else. Or if you don't have internet access, you can still use these, which I think is going to be really, really exciting. So the RTX 500 GPU, I think right now it's kind of standing out for delivering up to 14 times the generative AI performance for models like Stable Diffusion. It's up to 3 times faster for AI-assisted photo editing, and up to 10 times faster in, you know, graphics performance for 3D rendering compared to if you're, like, just using a CPU-only configuration. All of these GPUs are expected to really push professional workflows, a lot of different industries, enabling video editors to, you know, use AI for noise reduction, assisting graphic designers in upscaling blurry images, facilitating higher quality video conferencing and streaming experiences. I think if you want to use this for stuff like advanced rendering, data science, deep learning workflows, NVIDIA has a really comprehensive lineup, right? So They have some solid options with the RTX 2000, 3000, 3500, 4000, and now 5000 8th generation laptop GPUs. And this new 5000 really is just their most powerful one yet. So the RTX 500 and 1000 GPUs, which are based on the Ada Lovelace architecture, are bringing a bunch of different advancements to really, this is what I want to say. When I built my most recent computer here, I mean, it's a tower, right? This is not a laptop. I used to run this show off of a laptop. It wasn't powerful enough. So I have, like, a full-on tower. This thing is massive. But with the RTX 500, they're literally bringing this to really thin, really light laptops, including, you know, third generation RT cores, fourth generation Tensor cores, Ada generation CUDA cores, dedicated GPU memories, DLSS3 technology, and AV1 encoders. So really, really exciting. The new NVIDIA RTX 500 and 1000 Ada generation laptop GPUs are set to be available this spring. They're going to be added to a bunch of different laptops from a bunch of different global manufacturing partners. I think they specifically outlined Dell, HP, Lenovo, and MSI as ones that will be integrating this. All in all, I think this is a super, super exciting trend towards adding AI directly on device. I'm super excited to see how this goes out. Who knows? Maybe I'll have to swap my really robust computer setup, my tower, for a thin laptop at some point as NVIDIA makes these smaller, lighter, faster. I'm really excited for how this goes. I'm excited for the ability to be running AI models directly on my device, and I'll keep you updated on how this is rolled out in the future.